everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. And welcome to another special Patreon episode, where we will be recapping the greatest Royal Rumble event in history.
Royal Rumble.
Until now.
Until Friday.
Yes.
Because that's why we're doing this one.
Yeah.
Because this was the biggest and baddest ever.
Royal Rumble 2011.
Baddest.
Actually, yeah. Stryker says largest at one point, and Cole goes, biggest. We've only been saying it for 6 weeks. I was like, who gives a fuck,
yeah,
Cole?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's literally the Cole motto. Cole just wants to do commentary all by himself.
Yes.
Heel Cole was awful.
Awful.
Hot.
Just the worst. I mean, I don't love face Cole, but like the play-by-play announcer needs to be not involved, announcer. Like, yes. Not involved at all.
Exactly.
You just tell us what's happening.
Right.
Oh, man. So it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
But the good part about this pay-per-view was that there were only four matches.
There really was.
Including the Royal Rumble match.
Yes. That's right.
That was
and
amazing.
That was great. It was nice. It was clean. It was under 3 hours. It was great.
Yeah. Because when we went to Rumble in Philly, we had two Rumble matches.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
And a Universal title match.
Yep.
And a SmackDown title match.
Right.
And
two tag team championship
matches.
Yeah,
so there's at least like nine matches.
And then, you know, 2 hours of pre-show.
Yeah.
Or maybe an hour pre-show.
Were there any women title matches?
No.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, we have Cole, Lawler, and Matt Stryker on commentary.
Yeah.
And according to Wikipedia, there was a dark match before the pay-per-view between R-Truth
and...
And
this is where the losing streak started, Eric.
Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah.
By the way, if Cole is like just a regular announcer and you've got Lawler and Stryker, I'm okay with this announce team.
Yeah.
This is a great announce team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah. Right.
So our first matchup is between Edge and Dolph Ziggler for the World Heavyweight Championship. And before the match, SmackDown GM Vicky Guerrero comes out to remind everyone that if Edge spears Ziggler, he loses the title.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. It's one of those where you can't do your main move matches.
Right.
Of course they're going to win or do it when people are knocked out.
Yeah.
I want to add something. Right before the show started,
There
was a little promo for the Rumble.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A promo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes, and they're just flashing faces on the screen
of
people that might win, begins now, fade to black, Del Rio.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It, face, begins, face, Alberto Del Rio, now, fade to black. I was like, well, I guess we can watch this next year's Royal Rumble
spoiler
pre-show
alert.
Promo.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. We're showing you who wins later.
I wonder if this was like edited like after the event happened, like for the network.
But why would they ruin it then? Why would they go, hey, let's show who wins on the promo. Let's re-edit that.
You never know.
Just to, troll their own fans.
Yeah, exactly. That's the number one reason.
They have done that before.
Well, there's always those intro videos for the pay-per-views. So.
I just thought that was funny. I was like, oh, there's Del Rio. Right. I'm pretty sure that's how it ends.
Well, then later they ask a bunch of fans, and
oh my god,
the one
so
they showed
dumb.
The most was people saying Del Rio's gonna win.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
like a few people. Oh, Del Rio, yeah, Del
Big
Rio.
Show, obviously. One guy
yeah,
says
one,
it.
One complete,
obviously Big Show.
One moron said Big Show.
It was probably, I think it was tied between Del Rio and Cena because there were a lot
yeah,
of Cenas
yeah, there
too.
Were Cenas,
but still, yeah, more than a couple said Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was a no one, kind of.
Right. Yeah, he really was.
At the time.
Right. So back to Edge and Ziggler.
Yeah.
Ziggler's entrance music was different back then. I forgot about this music.
The I Am Perfection.
And it was not as good.
No.
It had a lot of the same lyrics as his current song.
Yeah, it did.
But it had a much, like, it was kind of acoustic.
The rework was a lot better.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like when, you know, what do you prefer? The Sherry singing HBK's music or... HBK singing the HBK music.
HBK.
Yeah.
So, or what do you... No, what do you prefer? Sherry singing HBK's music or Vince McMahon
singing Stone Cold?
Singing... No, Sean's
music. Oh, Sean's
still
music.
Sean's
sorry,
music.
Yeah.
So anyways, in the match, Dolph went for the Famouser, but Edge turned it into a power bomb, which was pretty sweet. I like that. Edge later puts Dolph in a weird-looking sharpshooter, but I like that he did it differently to make it his own thing.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Oh, that's the Educator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Mm.
See, again, I didn't watch SmackDown back then.
It's true.
So I wouldn't know.
I synced it.
Yeah. Edge then hits Dolph with a DDT and goes for the cover. This is back when DDTs, like any DDT, could
end the match.
Yeah.
But Vicky stops the ref from counting, so that fucking Vicky. God. She then gets up on the apron and slaps Edge a few times, but then, holla, 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 and all the girls and the boys and the girls and the boys and the girls and the boys, girls and the boys.
That's exactly, goes, right? Those are exactly
you
the lyrics.
You looked up those lyrics.
Yeah. Here comes the hottest woman since Stacy Keibler.
Kelly runs out.
Even in street clothes, I'm like...
Beats up Vicky. Oh, yeah. Well, she was dressed very slutty.
Yeah.
She beats up Vicky. What was the storyline?
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you guys.
What did she have to do with
Eric,
this?
Eric, I have no idea.
All right.
Honestly.
Fair enough.
I guess maybe she was fucking Edge in real life at the time. And who knows?
Maybe.
Most likely.
So that distracts Edge. Dolph hits the zigzag and slowly goes for the cover, but Edge kicks out. And I like that Ziggler took a few seconds to go for the cover because, you know, you don't kick out of finishers back then.
Edge was already with Beth Phoenix, by the way.
Was he already?
Yeah, because this is only 7 years ago and their kids are like...
Well, they got married in 2016.
It was after this WrestleMania where he retired.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought he beat Jericho the next year and that was it.
No.
Didn't he beat Jericho?
It was after Del Rio.
Oh, okay.
It was after he beat Del Rio.
Anyway. Yeah.
Fun times. So then, Dolph hits a zigzag. Edge kicks out. Ziggler puts Edge in a sleeper hold, but then Edge accidentally knocks out the ref. So with Vicky and the ref knocked out, Edge hits Dolph with the spear.
Nice moment, right? Nice moment. Both are knocked out, looks around. Should I do it?
Right.
Should I do it?
I was like Edge, because even though he was when he was a face, he still played a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the ref wakes up, and then Edge is like, well, I can't hit the spear anymore because the ref's awake. So instead, he hits Christian's finisher.
That was good.
To pick up the win. That was a great ending.
But, you know, as well as Dolph sells, he didn't sell this move very good.
Well, what do you do? Well, you just fall on your face.
I don't like the unprettier because it's one of those moves where you literally can't protect yourself. Just like I don't like the new DDT where they hook the arm behind.
Oh,
literally you have to hit the mat with your head or your face. That's kind of like the unprettier. So it's like, hard to sell it because you're going straight down and nowhere to go.
You know, like Cien Almas's DDT.
The hammerlock. Yeah. I don't think they actually hit their head hard on the canvas.
But I mean, there's nothing to protect themselves, is all I'm saying. Like, they can't really stop something from happening.
Well, that's why they do it, to make it look better.
Sure, but we're just talking about the Impreditor. I don't like that. I don't think it's not an easy move to sell, I guess, is my point.
Yeah.
I think it's like you just fall down and then you roll over. Yeah.
Hardy's used to sell it really well. Mm.
So, yeah, Edge gets the win there.
That's how they got
broken. I like that he used his friend's move. I think they said friend at this point, not brother. I don't know.
They weren't brothers. Ever since they broke up, I think they became friends.
They're just friends. Oh, we got their birth certificates and they're actually not brothers.
We just thought they looked alike.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Shut up! So this is where Andrew will yell at his kids to be quiet. The only drawback of doing it at the home...
Yes.
Every other reason is very good.
Yeah.
We can decorate, we can do things, we can make it special. But
I'm not wearing pants.
Eric's not wearing pants,
no.
Which you can't do in public. But this is all part of it. We're good. We just told them this is one of the drawbacks of having the new studio at your house.
I mean, edit out that Eric has no pants on.
That's staying in.
That stays in.
Nice.
So, we were talking about hitting the unprettier and getting the pin. Andrew?
Great. All right, now on to the Royal Rumble.
Just kidding.
We have The Miz versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship with Alex Riley in Miz's corner holding a briefcase.
Yeah, he comes out with a briefcase. And it doesn't say Money in the Bank. It's just a metal briefcase.
Well, no, because he already cashed in.
Yeah.
This was 2 months after Miz cashed in on Randy. And then the shot of the little girl in the crowd became famous because she was angry.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, maybe they just had, like, work to do. after the match.
That was it. Or maybe he just wanted to keep a briefcase because he used it as a weapon.
That's another good reason. Maybe they had cash that they wouldn't trust people backstage.
Yeah, that could be it.
I mean, Santino's back there.
Maybe a change of clothes.
Change of clothes.
That's, yeah.
A lot of reasons.
So anyways, at the end of the match, Orton sets up for the RKO, but then David Otunga, Mason Ryan, Husky Harris, wink, and Michael McKillicuddy, wink, wink, of the new Nexus, wink, 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 come out to ringside, and the ref leaves the ring to tell them all to leave, and then Alex Riley tries to attack Randy from behind. Orton throws Riley out of the ring onto the new Nexus and the ref.
This dude sails easily.
Dude,
over.
There's a ref. The ref was in the middle, and I was like, oh, is the ref get hit here? He jumps over the ref onto the new Nexus.
Right. Yeah.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
And the ref falls down like he got knocked out.
Yes, of course.
That was so impressive.
Randy, it was like the bunny hop, the shock wave knocked him out.
That's it. That's right.
And why was the new Nexus involved in this and help Miz? Because
they hate Randy?
Because they hate any big face.
I forgot why they hate Randy, but they hate Randy.
Because CM Punk was leading him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
But I don't know the history of how it got started, like of why they hate Randy.
Well,
why do you hate
CM
Randy,
Punk
Randy?
Hated Randy because remember there was like a title match after CM Punk had cashed in and Randy Orton beat up CM Punk for no reason.
Oh,
what, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
So maybe that's the reason.
Could be.
I think it's because Bray Wyatt was a part of this team.
Yeah.
He was already
Wyatt?
He was already thinking in his head, Randy. Mm-hmm. And Husky Harris is like, what's that noise in my head? Randy.
Yeah.
But he just knew for some reason.
What did Husky Harris sound like?
He didn't want to do it. Hey, what's that noise in my head? Randy.
By golly.
Wait, so he was the fucking redneck comedian?
He was a redneck from...
He was Husky the Cable Guy.
Husky the Cable Guy, yeah. So anyways, Randy hits The Miz with an RKO, but then leader of the new Nexus, CM Punk, comes from under the ring and hits Randy with a GTS and puts Miz on top of Orton. The ref wakes up and counts 1, 2, 3. Miz retains.
Mm. Yeah. See, what made Miz a good heel champion is that he never won his matches on his own.
Yeah.
There was always something. He never does.
Well,
he still does.
And look, he was good back then, but he's light years...
Yeah, he's
better now.
Oh, I mean, he's, absolutely.
You know, amazing. Now.
Like, if they could make this Miz champion, like, I'd be set.
Totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Next up, Todd Grisham reads a letter from Cody Rhodes backstage, and the letter says that Cody suffered a shattered face after Rey Mysterio hit him with a 619, so he can't be in the Royal Rumble. That's what started that whole gimmick with Cody, where he wore a mask.
Right.
Yeah. And then you had the mask versus mask match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Jesus. But you knew who was going to win that one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up, we have Layla and Michelle McCool of Lay Cool versus Natalya for the Divas title. And if you remember, Lay Cool were co-champions. And this is...
So that's what was going to happen again? If they beat Natalya, they would have been co-champions again?
Well, this is... So they're invoking their rematch clause. But before the match starts, Cole receives an email from the anonymous Raw general manager.
Yep.
Which was, you know, one of the worst things they've ever done.
Ever.
And he says, this match is no longer a handicap match, but a fatal four-way.
With then, this person who comes out to no pop at all.
No, I wrote that, yeah. Eva Torres comes out to no pop whatsoever.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
And I guess she was a face at this point.
Right.
Which is before and after, before or after all the Ryder Cena stuff.
Before.
This is before all
that. I think so, yeah.
So, yeah, she just had nothing going on.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly would have gotten a huge pop.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was at least 10 other superstars back there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So,
during the match, Natalya puts Eve and Layla in a double sharpshooter, but Michelle breaks it up. Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. Hey, everybody. Face Natalya.
And pre-Cat Lady Natalya.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still not great. it's just, you know, whatever. In the end, though, Eve hits Layla with a moonsault off the top rope. I forgot Eve could do that.
Yeah.
So she's at least athletic. And then she goes for the cover, but Michelle rolls up Natalya at the same time. However, the ref only saw Eve, so he gives her the win. And we have a new...
Anybody know how that played out the next day?
No.
Yeah, I wonder if there was controversy. It had to have been.
I
Or did they just say, no, sorry.
I only sorry, she has the butterfly belt.
Yeah, that's
here you
right.
go. Here's your butterfly.
Your brat's title.
Yeah, that's right. Next up, Josh Matthews interviews Daniel Bryan backstage with Gail Kim feeling him up. Like, she was a legit wrestler, and she was just demoted to being Daniel Bryan's girlfriend who just feels him up while he gets interviewed.
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel. Ugh. Oh, Daniel, you're
you
so
know,
hot.
She's married to Robert, I think it's Irvine. He's that chef from, like, Restaurant Impossible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gail Kim is married to him?
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
She looked hot as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
was it that Daniel Bryan still looked like a troll, but, like, had the Bellas after him, had Gail Kim? Like, all these women
wanted his dick. No, I think he was cuter
dick.
Back then, because he didn't have the big troll beard.
The big troll.
Yeah, I thought without all the crazy facial hair, he looked fine.
Yeah.
And I mean fine. No, but I
yeah, so, he's not
spoiler alert on your best show. Dressed, I guess.
Or Hornswoggle. He's Daniel Bryan. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
right.
see. I so might make a change, actually.
The Bellas show up, and they offer Daniel and Gail flowers because they were fighting over him. And
back
then,
when the Bellas kind of looked the same.
Right.
Yes.
They insult, yeah, before the tit and butt implants from Nikki.
Mm-hmm. And then Brie went all granola.
Oh, yeah. The Bellas then insult Gail, and they all fight while Daniel and a ref try to break it up.
So. Daniel gets slapped like 6 times.
Right.
What's interesting is that the Bellas right after this, I believe, is when they were kind of like fired or shooed away. And then they brought them back,
yeah.
and then Total Divas happened.
Yeah.
It was
right.
almost like,
yeah.
hey, you crazy bitches, come back because we want to do some reality shows with crazy bitches.
Yeah. You two are crazy bitches.
Crazy bitches.
So next up, we have the 40-man Royal Rumble, the greatest Royal Rumble event in yeah. history.
In history.
Yeah. yeah. CM Punk is the first entrant.
All right.
But then the Coors music hits. Wade Barrett, Justin Gabriel, Ezekiel Jackson, and Heath Slater get in the ring to attack Punk. And then the new Nexus comes out to help Punk. Then Cole receives another email from the Raw GM who says, Punk's the only person who should be in the ring, so everyone else get the fuck back or you're all disqualified.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was dumb, but okay.
Right.
So you had a lot of different stables.
Yeah.
Still in 2011.
Right.
Yeah.
And they weren't great. But hey, Punk running the new Nexus, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, Wade Barrett running the core. And they mentioned like the core, like there's no leader. Everyone is as important as everyone else. It's almost right. like a face thing, but they were still a heel faction.
They were, and Wade Kinda Barrett weird. Was the leader.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Wade Barrett was absolutely
indeed.
The leader.
Indeed.
Yeah. So they all leave, and then entry number 2 comes out, and it's Daniel Bryan. Blung. Before his music Blung. Had the
oh, that's right.
guitar riff in it, yeah. you know, like before it was like a metal version of
yeah.
that song. And how many times did Cole call Daniel Bryan a nerd during this whole Royal Rumble?
On a you scale count? Of on a scale
you
of
1 number?
To Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson?
Yeah, yeah.
It was closer to Luke Gallows.
Yeah, it was
I
up
mean
there.
Like 10 times. It yes. was fucking like Cole calling Daniel Bryan a nerd. No, you're the nerd.
Yeah.
He's like it's just it's ridiculous.
Hey, don't forget Final Fantasy 15 is lit.
Oh, yeah.
Plays it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, that's Chocobo. Nope. No, it's not. So number 3 is Justin Gabriel, who gets eliminated by Daniel Bryan in about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 is, oh, baby, oh, Zack Ryder.
Oh, radio.
He gets thrown out. 60 seconds for Zack Ryder. He gets eliminated by Daniel Bryan as well.
Yep.
Number 5 is William Regal,
yeah.
the current NXT general manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 6 is Ted DiBiase Jr.,
aww.
Who came out with Maurice,
ooh.
Miz's current wife.
Yeah, and baby mama.
And baby mama,
mm-hmm.
right? Number 7, John Morrison, who has...
Big this... pop, by the way.
Yeah.
He had a hell yeah. of a pop, and he was great.
Everyone liked him.
I love John Morrison.
He had the yeah. spot of the Rumble when he's on the apron. Regal tries to knock mm-hmm. him off, but Morrison jumps onto the barricade and then back to the steel steps.
Wasn't he a champion at that time? Didn't they say he was a...
What was he?
He wasn't. He's no? he's former IC champion.
Yeah,
I think
they said
Kofi
was
the IC.
So Daniel Bryan was the US champion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Kofi was the Intercontinental champion.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So yeah, that spot was awesome that he did there.
Yep.
Ted DiBiase eliminates Regal, and then Yoshitatsu comes out for entrant number 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Yoshitatsu.
Yeah. Number 9 is Husky Harris. And when he came out, Matt Stryker said, this guy's only 23. Imagine what he'll look like when he's 30.
He looks pretty awesome.
He'll look like Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. He'll have dreads and a whole
he'll
faction.
Look way better.
Way better. Yeah. So good job, Matt Stryker.
Yeah. Number 10 is Chavo Guerrero, who takes everyone to Suplex City.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Lesnar stole that gimmick.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Hmm. Number 11 is Mark Henry, who eliminates Chavo and Yoshi. Thank God. Bye-bye, Yoshi. Number 12 is JTG.
Hey, friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
Friend of the podcast. Been on our show a couple years ago.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Followed by number 13, Michael McGillicuddy.
And they didn't say anything about Crime Time.
No, because the other guy was gone already.
So they just said, here's a young upstart. Like he was right. a member of a tag team. That was very popular. I don't know.
Right. Michael McGillicuddy comes out. He eliminates JTG.
Who?
McGillicuddy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
McGillicuddy.
Curtain Axis.
Curtain Axis.
Curtain Axis, yeah. Harris and McGillicuddy then eliminate DiBiase together. Mm. Number 14, Chris Masters.
Oh, this guy?
The masterpiece
and the master lock.
The masturbator.
The masturbator.
Remember when he got busted for roids and then he came back and he was like half the size? And they had to sell it as, oh, he's a leaner, meaner Chris Masters.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And again, his whole master lock thing was just so that John Cena could break the master hold.
That's the whole reason for it.
Break the
whole time.
Number 15.
I thought Bobby Lashley did it first.
Oh, really? I thought it was Cena.
I don't know. We'll have to check that.
Whatever. We won't have to.
Can we get our producer to check the facts?
Yeah.
Our statistician.
Yeah, that's me later.
I'll okay.
No, I don't think Lashley wasn't even here yet. I'm pretty sure Cena did it first.
He would have been in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So number 15 is David Otunga. So with four Nexus members in the ring, they throw out Daniel Bryan, Chris Masters, John Morrison, and eventually Mark Henry to clear the entire ring.
Yep.
And then number 16 is someone named Tyler Rex.
Yes.
Who the fuck is this guy?
So he came in
T-Rex.
As...
Fun fact.
Uncle!
Yeah. Fun fact, this was Aleister Black before he was Aleister Black.
No. So when this guy first came in, I think he came into ECW, like the new ECW.
Right.
And he was supposed to be like the surfer guy, like all laid back and chill. And then like, oh, well, we're moving him to SmackDown. We got to repackage him. So they tried to make him like a badass, and no one ever really cared
and
for him.
And now he is Elias.
Well, yeah, he gets thrown out very quickly. Yeah.
Gabriel Tuft.
That's his real name?
Gabriel
Tuft.
Or his
new fake name?
That's his real name.
Yeah.
He also once competed, Tyler Rex or Gabriel Tuft. That's pretty much it.
And let me see. Go back. It. We'll...
You want to see his body?
Oh, Florida Tag Team Champions with Joe Henning.
Wow.
And once with Johnny Curtis. So Curtis Axel and Fandango.
That was his name, Johnny Curtis?
Yeah.
Fandango was Johnny Curtis?
Yes.
Oh, nice. And Joe Henning. Yeah. Kurt Henning. Is that Joe? Is that his real name?
Yes.
Yeah, Joe Henning.
Michael McGillicuddy.
Joe Curtis Henning.
Yeah.
So Curtis Axel. All right. Mm-hmm. Michael McGillicuddy. Yeah. Man, the man of a thousand names. Look at that.
Jesus.
Right. So number 17 is Vladimir Kozlov.
Sure.
And then 18's R-Truth. They both get thrown out fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because the Nexus.
Yeah.
And they suck.
Because Nexus.
Number 19 is the Great Khali, who gets in and throws out Husky Harris.
Yep.
And I think he throws him into the Lake of Reincarnation, and then he comes back.
This
a few
was so
years
good,
later.
Like the new Nexus just running the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hadn't been really done before.
Right.
I mean, like CM Punk never had a faction in the ring eliminating people before. Oh, wait, he did it the year before with the Straight Edge Society.
Right, Society. Luke Gallows?
Yeah.
And that's it?
That one was better because he was cutting promos in the ring.
Like, yeah, that was so great.
Yeah.
I am better than anyone about to walk out. Boom, time to play the game.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Oh shit.
He's one day.
But this was good because they were like helping Punk.
No,
and
they
he's like all beat up. He's like, he can barely stand, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. Number 20 is the final member of the new Nexus, Mason Ryan.
Oh, this
Batiste
guy.
Batiste 2.
And he throws out Khali.
Hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. He gets that.
He's a big dude.
Yes.
He only lasted in, I don't know, a year.
Yeah,
he's
something
a big
like that.
Dude.
He didn't last long. Number 21 is Booker T, who gets a huge pop.
Nice.
He comes in, he hits his moves, including the spin-a-rooney, but then he gets thrown out by Bass and Ryan as well. But, you know, good little spot for Booker there. Everything changes with number 22 because it's John Cena.
How about you?
Who quickly eliminates Mason Ryan, Otunga, and McGillicuddy.
Yep.
Number 23 is Hornswoggle.
What?
Game changer.
What?
It really was a game changer.
Yeah.
Punk what? Knocks him down, but then Cena AAs Punk out of the ring. So Hornswoggle kind of assisted Cena to help him get rid of Punk.
Yep.
Then number 24 is Tyson Kidd, who gets AA'd by Hornswoggle. Oh,
this fun fact, this is how Tyson Kidd broke his neck.
And then he gets thrown out by Cena. Number 25 is Heath Slater, and the one-man band gets eliminated in under a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a jobber. Always.
Yeah.
Number 26 is Kofi Kingston, followed by Jack Swagger at 27. And then 28 is Sheamus, who gets in the ring and shoves Hornswoggle down by his face.
Jesus.
Just fucking faces him.
Yeah.
Then Hornswoggle tunes up the band and hits Sheamus with sweet shin music on Sheamus. How did they not say that? Come on.
I know. It was too easy. Sweet shin music.
But then Sheamus later brogue kicks Hornswoggle off the top rope and he falls out of the ring.
Very carefully.
Very carefully. Like, he jumps down the apron and then he's like, oh, like...
Yeah, it was bad.
He almost like steps down each rope.
Well, because if he would have fell from the top turnbuckle, he would have died.
Well, I mean, for most men, that's 9 feet. For him, that's like 30 feet. So, yeah, you'd die from a 30-foot fall.
For sure.
Break something.
Right? Yeah. Let's see. Number 29, Rey Mysterio gets in. He eliminates Swagger with a 619.
Yeah.
Number 30 is Wade Barrett, followed by...
final entrant, Wade Barrett.
Yeah, not so much.
We have 10
Not
more.
So much.
Oh, boy.
Followed by number 31, Dolph Ziggler. And then number 32...
the greatest moment in the history of the Royal Rumble. I marked out hard.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, Stryker says, when Booker T entered... sorry, guys. Like, why are you so excited? He goes, sorry, guys. I'm marking out hard right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He says that.
Right.
I was like, oh, a little fourth wall action.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Yeah.
Comes so out great. For number 32.
So great.
Takes 3 minutes to put on his glove.
Just about. Yeah. It's a shame he didn't get to throw anyone out, but, you know, whatever. Or powerbomb anyone.
Nobody.
Number 33 is the chosen one, Drew McIntyre, who looks... 1 million times better now than he did in 2011.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with a fulfillion times better.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it almost went from, like, oh, I don't work out, to I do all kinds of steroids.
I mean,
that's
he's
the difference.
Huge now.
Yeah.
Like, here he just looks like Big Cass.
He does, yeah.
So.
Yeah, like a soft body.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 34 is Alex Riley, and The Miz comes out with him to join the commentary table, but Riley gets eliminated in 3 minutes. Then Wade Barrett eliminates Diesel with a big boot.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, the moment of Diesel coming out, but he can't eliminate anyone. He can't powerbomb anyone.
No.
At least powerbomb someone.
Somebody.
Right.
You know? Number 35, well, is the Big Show. Ha! That's the part of the song where the guy's taking a shit.
Yeah, that's your favorite part.
Oh, that big dump. So Big Show comes out. He has a stare down with Diesel at the ramp.
Which alluded to nothing.
And it's like they tease it as if something's going to happen, but nothing ever happened with that.
A lot of history.
Yeah.
In WCW.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it was, I guess. Yeah.
Kevin Nash.
Hey, you kind of look like this guy I knew in the NWO.
Well, he jackknifed Big Show.
Right.
Horribly. Yeah. But he did it.
And that's how Big Show broke his neck, right?
But yeah, I think that whole moment was Big Show being confused because he didn't differentiate... Diesel and Kevin, or he did differentiate Diesel and Kevin Nash. He's like, you kind of look familiar, but I'm not sure.
Well, then they say Big Show towering over Diesel, and he's like an inch or two high.
No,
Diesel's huge. Barely.
Yeah. Like, Big Show's legit 7 foot, and Kevin Nash is like 6'10 or something like that. You know?
Yeah, he's big.
So Big Show gets in the ring, eliminates Ziggler, and then number 36 is Ezekiel Jackson.
Big Zeke.
Yeah, Show then throws out McIntyre, and then Jackson throws out Big Show. Then number 37, Santino Marella.
It's him.
gets in. He gets bro kicked by Sheamus almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rolls under the bottom rope and hits the floor.
At this more point, the commentator later. Said that Santino's total time in a Rumble was 27 seconds.
Like all time?
Of all time. Yeah,
because the year before it was 1 second, right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
I was not ready. Number 38 is Alberto Del Rio, who comes out in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Cole called him the Mexican aristocrat.
Yeah.
So
whatever that means.
Right.
Like, what? I don't even know what that, they're trying to even go with that.
I'm not sure.
He's signing bills into law on his way to the ring. Oh, look, the peso is no longer a thing.
Oh.
Alberto Del Rio. Alberto aristocrat.
Del Rio. Number 39 is the guy who has voices in his head, and they comfort him, and they talk to him and stuff like that.
It's good to have friends.
But Del Rio's taken so long to walk down the ramp that Orton attacks him from behind and throws him in the ring.
Yay.
And then Orton eliminates Kofi and Sheamus, and then number 40 in the greatest Royal Rumble ever.
Mm-hmm.
Glass breaks.
No.
Mick Foley.
No.
Undertaker.
No.
Where was the Undertaker?
Dead.
He was only doing. He was already part time then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Year only.
This was after Sean retired.
Yeah.
Sean retired.
Who did he fight the year before at Mania?
Triple H.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because Sean retired the year before.
And then the next year, Triple H.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the year after that, it was Punk.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lesnar. And then really, he did two with Sean, two with Triple H, and then two with Heyman.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. Number 40 is Kane with no mask Kane. So yeah. Like shitty, the shittiest version of Kane.
Corporate Kane?
Well, corporate Kane. No, it wasn't corporate Kane. It was still monster.
Ugly Kane, as they put it. Oh my God, look at that mask. Look at that face.
He takes off the mask and it's like, oh God, is that a man?
They warped the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And he used to wear one contact to make his eyeball look weird, but then he said, fuck it, and he doesn't wear the contacts
anymore. He probably lost it.
Like, the myth of, like, at this point, the myth of The Undertaker is still real. But, like, they've ruined, there's no myth of Kane.
There is not.
Like, they might as well say, like, he's not really, like, he's a phony.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so. They're still brothers as of right now.
Right.
They're still brothers.
Well, until one retires, then they won't be friends. Brothers
That's
anymore.
Right. Then they'll be friends.
Best friends. Best friends.
Worst friends.
Right.
They'll get a reality show on the network.
Right.
Called Brothers? With a question mark?
Yeah. So Kane eliminates Ezekiel Jackson, but then Kane gets Hurricane Rana'd out of the ring by Mysterio.
Of course.
And then Barrett knocks out Mysterio, so we got Cena, Orton, Barrett, and Del Rio left in the ring.
Final four.
What? So Cena AAs Del
That's
Rio.
What they said. They all forgot.
Yeah. Cena AAs Del Rio, but then Alex Riley runs back out to distract Cena, and then The Miz gets in the ring and throws Cena out.
In a three-piece suit.
In a three-piece suit.
Yeah. Damn it. Now Cena can't main event WrestleMania, right?
Hey, now that's the Roman rule.
Yeah.
You get eliminated in the Rumble, you still main event WrestleMania. Yeah.
Nakamura literally eliminates Roman.
Yeah.
Who goes on to main event WrestleMania.
Nakamura is
John Cena even... this year, main evented WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Knocked out he fifth did. In the Rumble.
Right.
Yeah.
You can main event and for a title fight.
Even, I think Del Rio, I think he had like the first match.
Yeah, he didn't main event.
First match of the night.
Like the first match of the night.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway.
And lose. And he lost. Miz leaves with Alex Riley, and then... Cena goes over to Cole and like yells at Cole.
He's like, this is on you.
Yeah.
Which is like, what?
You let him be at commentary, you fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
So then Orton throws out Barrett, and then Del Rio throws out Orton, and the bell rings.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
That means it's over.
The ref
That's
raises.
Like the ref blowing the whistle in a game. Nothing else is going to happen after that whistle's blown.
I guess they could challenge it. I guess someone threw a challenge flag.
Yes, they did.
But the ref raises Del Rio's hand and he celebrates with his music and everything.
Music, bell rings,
but
everything.
Then Santino Marella slowly crawls back into the ring because he was never eliminated.
What?
Del Rio turns around and Santino's acting was great here.
He's crying.
He's crying, very emotional, setting up the Cobra. He even like mouths like, you motherfucker. Like,
no, he yells out Cobra.
You motherfucker.
He's like,
he does the sign of the cross. Like, he's ready.
Yeah.
And at this time, I'll tell you, in 2011, because I was like, Del Rio?
Yeah.
I think we were watching it together. I was like, oh my God, I can... Santina Marella was so over.
Yeah.
Almost like Rusev today.
Yeah.
That you were like, yeah, I can see him beating the Miz at WrestleMania. Why not? And give him a strap. Yeah,
exactly.
He's had titles before.
Yeah. Right.
So I was kind of buying into it a little bit.
Yeah, so Del Rio turns around. Santino hits him with the Cobra. The place is going crazy. He does the trumpet. He's marching. Points to the WrestleMania sign. Goes to throw out Del Rio, but Del Rio reverses it.
And a good little reversal. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
It looked good.
And Del Rio now officially
wins. It was more like Del Rio just kind of like falling down and like throwing him.
And remember, they did this, in 2015 when Roman won the Rumble? They did it with Rusev.
Yeah.
Rusev came back in. And then just got speared and thrown out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Del Rio wins the Rumble.
Well, they've done this, I don't know, 10 times, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, one of Sean's victories,
right. They
raised Bulldog's hand, and his music was going off.
His music, was playing,
Wait a minute!
Yep. All right, so that's all for the Royal Rumble from 2011. So let's give awards.
Yeah.
For it. Who was your worst dressed?
My worst dress was Vicky Guerrero.
Vicky Guerrero.
Same Z's.
Did you notice this? Like one of her eyelashes falling off.
Oh.
You're going to have to like put this on there
somehow.
I'm not
putting it anywhere.
It's the award winner. Yeah. Oh, but this is only Patreon exclusive, Eric.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, sweep that. Best dressed?
Kelly Kelly.
Was the deciding factor that little half an inch of butt crack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
The coin slot?
Yeah.
Coin slot.
I took out my credit card when I saw it.
Andrew was ready to charge.
Sweep it again. Worst acting?
Vicky Guerrero.
Sweep it. Yeah. Best acting?
I'm going to say CM Punk.
I'm going to also say CM Punk.
Sweep it.
Oh! Four in a row. Can this continue?
Wow. Worst comment.
Save those for later. Let's keep going on a sweep it. Yeah. All right.
Worst comment.
Excuse me.
All right.
Okay. So. I had Cole saying, "Ref, you're a fool." Like when Edge speared him and the ref wasn't looking or whatever. Yeah. He's like, "Ref, you're a fool. This is ridiculous." Like heel Cole. Awful. Yeah.
I also had Cole who said, "I wonder how Daniel Bryan ever got a girlfriend." No, Cole, how did you ever get a girlfriend?
Well, it's never been confirmed that
he's
had
true.
One.
It's not confirmed, so maybe he has.
It's like a nerd calling another nerd a nerd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's nerd.
Best comments?
So Matt Stryker, when Punk and Bryan were fighting, Matt Stryker says, he's like, "Oh, the internet's going crazy." And Michael Cole says, "Who cares about the stupid internet?"
What?
Yes. I just thought, because they always try to ignore like what the IWC wants.
Right.
Yeah, so
who cares about the internet? Cole, you get those fucking emails, dude.
Yeah, right.
You kind of need to care about
Joe?
It.
Yeah. When Diesel came out and Stryker said, "Holy sh."
Yeah.
I've always loved that line.
Yeah. I also had Matt Stryker when Del Rio won, and the announcer, Del Rio's announcer, was doing the... and then Stryker goes, "Can I press one for English?"
Yeah. So great.
That was great.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Divas title match.
I mean, clearly.
Divas title match.
Yeah.
Double down with the slow-mo?
Slow-mo, for me, just because of the pacing, was the Rumble itself.
Well, all right.
Well, that's hard to... But okay.
Best match?
Edge versus Ziggler.
I mean, if you take out the Rumble, right, because it's such a great match, then, if we're going to say second, Edge versus Ziggler was really good.
Yeah.
Best singles match, That was a really good match, yeah. Okay. I saw the Rumble for the best match. The Rumble's fun.
Yeah.
Worst move?
I had the boom drop that Kofi did off of Hornswoggle, because it only gave him, like, an extra 2 inches.
I thought that's what made it so funny, though.
Stupid.
Hornswoggle AA-ing Tyson Kidd.
That's acceptable.
That's pretty good. I had Ezekiel Jackson's elimination because it was just done so poorly.
Yeah. Even Michelle also kicked each other at the same time in their match and neither reacted to it. Like they both kicked each other and neither sold it.
Samesies. We don't have to sell.
Best move?
Best move.
I had O'Reilly going over the ref and hitting the Nexus pile. Like that was, he had airtime.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap.
Good. Edge doing the kill switch, Christian's finisher.
All right. I had Morrison.
Unprettier, you mean?
Yeah. They called it the kill switch at that
time. They called it the unprettier because they said it.
Wasn't that Goldust's finisher?
They said, oh, the version of the unprettier.
Oh. Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, same thing. Goldust's finisher similar, though?
That was your best move?
Yeah.
Goldust?
Didn't Goldust have the that similar finisher back in the day? It was something like that.
I don't know.
I forgot. My best move is Morrison jumping to the barricade. That whole spot was great.
Yeah.
Worst moment?
Oh, right. That was great.
Just Hornswoggle for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I had any time the email came in.
Gotcha.
Best moment?
Punk running the Royal Rumble.
Moment? Oh, yeah. Hornswoggle.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Punk running the Royal Rumble.
My moment was Diesel coming out.
Diesel, yeah, for sure. Diesel.
That's my guy.
Yeah. It's my guy, too, because I picked him.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's not Eric's guy.
No.
You don't like Diesel? Why?
Because he went to WCW?
No, just, I don't know. He's Kevin Nash has never done it for me.
He's never done it for you?
Maybe he should, yeah. Maybe he should do it for me.
Maybe
and
he
then,
should do you.
Maybe.
Then we'll talk.
Okay, fine. Well, that's all for awards. Yes. And we usually do a death toll when we do these old recaps, but this is not old enough. So no. I don't think anyone that was on the show is dead now.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Maybe Tyler Reck. Is he dead? Did we look him up?
No, he's still alive.
Ezekiel Jackson? I think he's still alive too. So instead,
Torres.
We'll do a superstars who are not with WWE anymore.
How many?
I don't know. I'm going to read it off.
Oh, we're
so
not,
okay. We got Edge, Vicky. Someone count. Edge, Vicky, Alex Riley, Mason Ryan, Todd Grisham, Matt Stryker, Josh Matthews, Gail Kim, Layla, Michelle McCool, Eve Torres, Wade Barrett, Ezekiel Jackson, Justin Gabriel, CM Punk, Ted DiBiase Jr., Chavo Guerrero, Yoshi, whatever, Mark Henry, JTG, Chris Masters, Tyler Rex, Vlad Kozlov, Hornswoggle, Tyson Kidd, Jack Swagger, Rey Mysterio, and Del Rio.
28.
Has
maybe I missed some.
Has Tyson Kidd officially been let go from the company?
I mean,
like,
at least for the argument,
anymore. It's been three fucking years.
There's no way he's coming back. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. Yeah.
I do have a little trivia/contest for you two.
Ooh, All right.
So we're just gonna do it this way. First one to yell it out. So try to say it in your mic because I have my headphone on.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a series of about 5 questions. Whoever gets the most.
All right.
Good.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who was the first eliminated in the Royal Rumble match?
Oh, Justin Gabriel.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the second person eliminated in the Royal Rumble?
Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder is correct.
Shame on you for knowing that, Eric.
I know.
Who had the most eliminations in this Rumble?
Ooh. Cena?
That is correct.
Damn,
I would have also accepted CM Punk. They both tied with 7.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
How many superstars are now known today as a different name that were in this Rumble?
Oh, my God. Just a number? Like, I'm going to go 2.
2 is correct.
Yes.
Just the 2 guys that we made fun
of.
Yeah.
I just went with the number,
right?
Like the 2 that
That's
I
all I could think of. Like, I felt like there was
Here a is the tiebreaker.
Wow. Right. Wow.
It's 2-2.
Oof.
Who has finished second the most times in Royal Rumble history?
Big Show?
Randy Orton?
Those are both incorrect. I will allow you both to answer again.
Oh,
who has finished second? Who has been the runner-up the most times?
Kane?
No.
Oh, man. Cena?
No.
Fuck. It's your move.
Yeah, I know.
It's your move. We're just going to go back and forth. This is to win the contest, so I don't have it written down, so I'm going to put my pad down.
Were they in this Rumble?
Are we allowed to ask questions? They were not in this Rumble.
Okay.
Okay.
Triple
H?
No.
Because I know Kane had 2. So someone had
3. A lot of people have 2. Triple H, Shawn, Cena, Kane, yeah.
Roman Reigns?
That is correct.
That's right, yeah.
Roman Reigns has finished second the most times now.
So Batista, Nakamura, and what was the third one?
What do you mean?
He had, how many does he have?
Oh, he has 3.
So what was the other one?
Yeah, because he was third when Triple H won the title.
Yeah.
I could pull it up real quick. If you want to get to any anything else real quick, I have it right here.
All right. Nakamura and Batista, yeah.
All right. Nakamura?
What? He was second against Nakamura.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll read some fan questions.
Nice.
Oh, didn't it come down to him and Orton? That's the one we went
to? Yes. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's yeah, it. Nice. Yeah. Jesus. 2 years in a row.
So now we're tied
again. We blocked
again.
That. We blocked that whole Royal Rumble out of our memory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, fan question time. This is Brian. Which superstars would you take out and replace with current superstars?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's really a ton of them. Anyone from the core.
Probably. God, yeah. The whole core is garbage.
Replace them with, oh, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose. I mean, you know, all the big stars. I'd replace Husky Harris with Bray Wyatt. I'd do that.
That's definitely.
One. Yeah.
I'd replace Zack Ryder with current Zack Ryder. Oh, wait, same thing.
I would replace Drew McIntyre with current Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. In fact, I will take that as that counts as a repackaging.
Yeah. I think so.
Marcus Muniz, how over was Santino Marella? Pretty damn over, I'd say.
The overest.
Very over.
Ethan Gardner, how long before a 60-man rumble? Under a year.
A year is tough. How about 2 years? Say 2 years.
I'll say 2 years.
Because within a year, were they going to do another one in Saudi Arabia?
Okay, now it's fine. 60. Will the 60-man rumble be next year?
No.
No?
No. All right. Even if they do this as an annual event, I think 50 is enough. 50 is a lot of guys. Right. This 40 was a little long. Like 30 is so perfect.
Yeah.
40 is a little long. 50 is going to seem like, again, they better do every 45 seconds.
I think they did rush it this year. They came out sooner than usual, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was still only an hour, 10 minutes, the Rumble.
Right.
William Coburn, what would have happened had Morella actually won? He probably would have, the Miz at WrestleMania.
Honestly, I think he would have like lost his chance in the storyline. Right. The storyline probably would have had him like losing his opportunity or something.
Yes, that's what I was going
to
say.
But I would have been fine with him winning over Del Rio.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Bobby Cox.
Good name.
Who would you rather be forced on us, Roman Reigns or Del Rio?
Del Rio.
Del Rio.
Always cool Reigns.
At least Del Rio wrestles really well.
And he can talk.
Yeah, he
like
can.
I didn't know of him back then and like him, but like now he's not bad. Yeah. I don't want him to come back. We need another retread. Look, Lashley's not bad. I didn't want him to come back. I don't want Lesnar in the WWE anymore. I'm done with Undertaker. Please leave. I love you. Please leave.
He's not leaving.
I don't need Alberto Del Rio to come back.
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed. That's what we need. We need Shawn in the corner getting ready to super kick. The Undertaker be like, I love you. Please leave.
Or no, like it's a Buried Alive match and he throws Taker in the
thing,
but he drops cement in this time. Just to
and you
make
watch
sure
it hit him in the face.
He can't get out. It goes down his throat.
Like Sean retired and won't wrestle again. I won't do it. I'm done. Yet how many more times has he been in a match?
Yeah.
Like the referee just runs in and super kick Sting. Like,
right.
You're still involved. Yeah. It's a fake fucking show. You're still there.
Yeah.
So, yes, for him to come back and super kick Undertaker to make him lose his career retirement match, that would be amazing.
It really would.
That would be amazing. As the only guy to give him this best match. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Eric Edwards, if you could add any stipulation to a Royal Rumble, what would it be? For the guy that wins the actually main event WrestleMania.
Yes. That'd be a great stipulation.
Oh, wait, that is a stipulation. They just don't use it.
It's one of the 97 main events.
How about this? What should the stipulation be for the 50-man Rumble?
That if you don't get your ass in the ring in under 10 seconds, you're eliminated.
Yeah.
How about that? Get in there so we can get this going.
Well, give someone, like, have the winner... Just get a title shot, right? I mean, why not?
Sure. Yeah.
The winner gets a shot at the champion. If they beat the champion, then they get a title shot.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all for fan questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's all for the show.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. How excited are you guys about Friday? By the way, it's at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Local time.
I'll be working.
Are you going to try to watch or you really can't?
I'll try to watch on my lunch break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it starts at 11, 12, 1, 2, probably over at 3 because of all the damn matches?
Probably.
Jeez. So if we watch it, Andrew, you're going to have to leave at a certain point in the middle of the rumble.
In the middle
match.
Of the rumble. Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely.
Are we Great. Doing a recap sheet for this or a prediction sheet?
Yeah, I guess.
No, because we don't even get to watch it live.
Just to make sure Eric loses his title.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Well, how about it? We'll just see if Fabio submits a sheet or not.
Right.
We'll leave it up to Fabio.
Fine.
Don't do it.
I'll send him an email.
I'll also send him an email.
Is this a pay-per-view?
No, it's not.
It's not a pay-per-view.
It's a network special.
Like, it won't be... You can't order it on pay-per-view, right?
No, you cannot.
Yeah. Pay-per-view prediction.
Confirmed!
Yeah, but we've done that before, too, where it's been up for grabs and it wasn't officially a pay-per-view.
How about we make it up for grabs right now?
No. Like whoever grabs it first?
Yes.
I need it.
If this is a real wrestling match, this is what it would be like. Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Warming up.
Stretch.
Get ready.
Eric.
No, we have to we have to circle the table a few times.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly how it
goes.
Oh,
my God.
So anyways, thank you to everyone on Patreon who donates so that you can listen or watch these recaps. Eric and Joe are still fighting over the title. So we'll see you next time. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm furthest from the title.
Why haven't they ever done a ladder match to where the title just falls on the floor and everyone looks around and then dives for it? There's a big pile and whoever raises it up first
the
wins.
The show's over. It's already over.
Have they ever? No! No!
My foot wins! My foot's the champ!
Your butt crack was just on video.
And we've ended.
Well, then I guess this won't be in the thing.
Just a troll.